Robot or not.
John, on the very popular Connected podcast, number 538, there was an exchange of interest to us, and it went a little like this.
Is it a hoodie if it has a full-length zipper?
Yeah, because it has a hood.
No,
it's a zip-up hoodie.
It's a jacket.
No.
No,
because it has to be made of hoodie material to be a hoodie.
Hmm.
Right?
Disagree.
If it's made out of the same material as a pullover hoodie.
It's about how you get it on. Do you get in it with a zipper or do you pull it over your head? That's a hoodie.
No. Think about what you're saying. A hoodie is about why you put it on? No, it's got a hood.
Yeah.
But jackets have hoods. Rain jackets have hoods. They're not hoodies.
Right, but rain jackets are for rain. Wear a hoodie in the rain and see how that makes you feel.
Yeah, this, like, judging from the material, this is not a jacket.
Mm. Anyways.
It's a hoodie. You're wearing
a hoodie. Wow. That did not go my way.
And this is the most interesting part of this segment.
Is it a hoodie or not? That's the game we played.
Yeah. You know, maybe
is
Jason
the Vision
and John.
Pro a hoodie? Is Vision Pro a hoodie?
I challenge Robot or Not to take this on. What's a jacket? What's a hoodie? Do it.
Okay. Just put it out there.
I know you're listening.
Well, you heard it, John. We've been challenged to take this on by one of our peers, our podcast peers. By the way, I wear hoodies all the time and all of them are zip-up hoodies. I'm going to be really offended if they're something that isn't a hoodie since they are zip-ups with hoods on them. Frankly, I never use the hood. The hood is there merely to make it a hoodie, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
The problem with audio media like podcasts is, was there an image or a particular thing that they were debating? Because in what they said, it was just like, oh, if it zips all the way up, it's not a hoodie, blah, blah, blah. But was there an actual, like, focal point? Was there a specific product or thing that one of them owns?
Yeah, let me get it here. It was, let's see. Oh, he was just wearing a jacket. Steven was just wearing a jacket. And he said, I'm wearing the same jacket that led me to a debate I had with someone in real life, because, as we know, podcasts are not real life, if it was a hoodie, if it had a full-length zipper. So he was just bringing a jacket he was wearing to the show. Must have been a slow week.
Do we know what that jacket looks like? Do we have a photo of it? Because this is actually important. It came up in their discussion about the material, which actually is relevant to the hoodiness of a thing that has
a
hood.
Why don't you? I'm gonna ask Stephen Hackett. Why don't you parse through this while I ask him?
Yeah. So at Accidental Tech Podcast, one of my other podcasts, we have been selling for years and years a thing called a zip-up hoodie. That absolutely is a hoodie, and it is made of kind of like sweatpants material. It's got a hood and a drawstring, and it has a zipper that goes from top to bottom. It's a zip-up hoodie, and that's not like a modified kind of hoodie. That's just adding extra description. It's just plain a hoodie, because we also sell pullover hoodies. So zip-up hoodies and pullover hoodies, mm-hmm. It's just distinguishing what kind of hoodie is this. Does it have a zipper on the front that goes all the way down or not? Both of them have hoods. Both of them are made from, I don't know what you'd call it, but like sweatpants material.
Yeah.
Have a drawstring on the hood. The ATP zip-up hoodie is indeed a hoodie. So is the pullover hoodie. They are both hoodies. So if the thing they were debating was a thing made of sweatpants-type material with a hood and a drawstring and a zipper that goes up the front, that is absolutely a hoodie.
Okay. If it's made of sweatpants material.
Yeah. If it's like a nylon windbreaker-type thing and has a hood, that's not a hoodie.
It's not a hoodie. So is it the material that does it?
Yes, absolutely.
It is the material.
There's a range of material. It doesn't have to be one very specific material, but like something that's leather and has a hood. Not a hoodie.
Not a hoodie. You know? No. That's right. A very different thing.
Not like, you know, nylon windbreaker material, not a hoodie. A raincoat type material, not a hoodie.
I would say like a Letterman's jacket kind of thing, if it had a hood, would be not a hoodie.
Although I haven't seen them with hoods, but yeah, those are made out of, like, the shiny nylon type of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. So you really feel like hoodie here. It's got to have a hood,
mm-hmm.
And it's got to be of that kind of like the soft material. But if it's a raincoat, a raincoat isn't a hoodie. It's a raincoat, even if it has.
Yeah, and like I said, for the products we sell, pullover hoodie that doesn't have any zipper at all. You have to pull it over your head. Or a zip-up hoodie, which has a zipper that goes all the way down the front of it. Neither one of them is more hoodie than the other. Neither one is the default. Neither one just gets called a hoodie. The extra words are there so people know what it is that they're buying. So this is the thing in question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hoodie.
That looks like a hoodie.
I see that there's a slight change in material and it's a little bit fancier, but it's kind of that soft, you know, I don't know if it's cotton. I don't know if it's clothing, but
yeah,
you can
I mean,
just,
it might be
if
poly,
you just look at the picture.
It's not a waterproof fabric.
Yeah, to Mike's point, if he was in the rain with that, it would soak through. It is a soft, squishy material. It is two-tone and it's a little bit fancy, but you can see the drawstrings. You can see the hood. He's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, I think, in fact, that is the now very popular quarter zip style, right? Because it doesn't go all the way down, but it's got a hood.
Does that one not go all the way down? I can't see. The picture gets too dark.
I don't think it does, although it's hard to tell because... No, it doesn't. It stops at the color... Well, no, maybe it does go down. It doesn't really matter. It's either a quarter zip or a regular.
It doesn't matter.
Hoodie.
And the ATP also sells. This is all about ATP stuff. You can't buy this. The ATP sale is over. Sorry. But anyway, we sold a quarter zip, but did not have a hood. It was not hooded at all. So obviously
that's
no
true.
Hood.
Quarter zip.
Not
quarter zip fleece is not a hoodie. And that's the one that's the most popular is a quarter zip. That's not a hoodie. Right. That's the one that Peyton Manning wears.
Yeah. Now Steven's wearing a hoodie and he's wearing a Vision Pro.
He is. Well, that was
in front of a 17-inch Apple display. I remember that one.
That was the follow-up was, is a Vision Pro a hoodie? And the answer is no. But we knew that one.
Oh, yeah, it goes all the way down. There.
It goes all the way down. It's got hand pockets in the front. That is such a hoodie.
I'm just looking at everything in the background. He's got an X-Serve Raid behind him. He's got a Wally Lego. He's got, I guess that's an,
that's
is that
his old
Apple
office.
III? Apple III behind him?
It might be. Yeah, it might be an Apple III.
I think that's an Apple III.
Yeah, wild. Well, Steven, congratulations, it's a hoodie. Steven's point, he said, was, can a hoodie have a full front zipper, or does that make it a jacket? And the answer is no, it's a hoodie.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've been answering Robot or Not questions live on the show in text format, but there it is. I got Steven on text, and he's... we have ruled, I say. Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Connected. You can listen to them on relay.fm switch on. And that's it. Thank you. Thank you, John. I'm not wearing a hoodie, by the way, at the moment, because it's too warm in here for a hoodie. But if I went outside, I'd put one on.
Robot or not.